Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Ahoy!
comedian Tom Holmes.
Hello.
And everybody. Me, Craig Hazel. It has been a pretty eventful game week, and we're going to start by talking about football, which is a bit of a rarity, and talk about the loss, the death, rest in peace, Claudio Ranieri. Claudio the poet is dead.
Oh, Nessun Dorma.
Nessun Dorma.
Off trackers. What the fuck is off tracking?
Off tracking?
Off tracking, is that it? We started strong.
I said Nessun Dorma.
And you said I've off-tracked.
Sorry, we'll go back to Ranieri. I think the real controversy here, I've just realised it, after 3 years, I'm more a pirate than you'll ever be, Tom.
Really?
Ahoy is my thing from now on.
All right, you can have
I actually lost two. I didn't realise it wasn't Tom's. I got confused. It's the Ranieri sacking. But with Ranieri, right, before we get into FPL, because it does have FPL ramifications, because as we go through the results, that's one of the first ones we'll talk about.
Yeah.
But the reaction to Ranieri getting sacked was absolutely insane. Like, it was all that was talked about that day. It was trending for the entire 24 hours. And I got this feeling Ash will be that guy who goes, yeah, probably the right decision.
I can imagine that. Everyone was disgusted. Yeah. Gary Lineker was just seething. He was tugging on his
testicles. He nearly shit himself, but he's got history for that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I could just, do you know what? I can imagine you being the sort of person that goes, well, I thought it was the best idea.
Yeah.
I actually think they should have done it last season before they won the league, if anything.
Yeah. I just thought Ash might have a controversial opinion on it.
God, what's your controversial opinion?
I was saying last week that they should get in.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Neil Warnock, wasn't it?
No, not Neil Warnock. Who was the old manager?
Nigel Pearson.
They should
fire Ranieri and get Pearson back.
He was. Do you know what Pearson was about 2 days ago, till the Liverpool result, Pearson was actually the bookies' favourite to replace him.
Yeah, it should be. Wait, I think.
What
I don't
do you mean
think
he
Ranieri
should be?
I don't think Ranieri did anything. He just like took Pearson's squad and then was just like, just don't say anything. Just don't look at anybody. The first he left it a year, got to summer and then was like, oh, I've won the league here. Right, what I'm going to do is over the summer I'm going to start training the players.
That's a brilliant impression, by the way.
Finally turned up and then they were like, who the fuck is this mad guy here? And then it all threw their toys at each other.
I think that's exactly how it happened.
It does seem
that the powers that be do listen to the podcast, because a lot of stuff we've said has like sort of come about.
Yeah.
I think someone's listening, the chairman, the board. They're sitting there thinking, do you know what? This guy knows his onions.
Well, remember, obviously, Christian Fuchs follows us on Twitter, so maybe he listens.
Well, that's true, actually. I bet that's what it is. Although I did hear that apparently the players went to the board, or they went to the chairman or something.
Yeah.
That was the one I heard today.
The whole squad, like Rudy.
Well,
I don't know
if all of them, but I can imagine the sort of troublemakers.
Yeah.
You know, name and no names.
They did. And then as Ranieri was leaving, they were standing on their desk going, captain, my captain, like the Poet Society.
Mm.
I've referenced three films so far. We've only just started. My favourite tweet on the whole thing was by a guy who goes by Colton Cole, even though he's not Colton Cole, who said, Leicester sacked Claudio Ranieri for being in 17th. Yeah, they only bothered to sack Nigel Pearson after his son farted on a Thai whore. Which might be my favourite commentary on the whole situation. But Doing the fixtures a bit in reverse, whatever happened, you know, the shitbag players went on and then battered Liverpool 3-1.
Yeah, of course. That's so annoying. Do you know what everyone said? Obviously, everyone wanted, if you were relatively neutral in the title race last year, you wanted Leicester to win. But now everyone's saying since Ranieri went, they want him to lose, and then they go and fucking beat Liverpool. That was our big thing last week. We were like, I mean, Liverpool are definitely going to smash Leicester. And it was the complete opposite. And I bet everyone's absolutely gutted.
I think there were a lot of captains on Mane. I think there were quite a few people who did that.
Yeah. Well, I brought him in, and I certainly was thinking about the captain, but we'll get to what I fucking did.
Yeah, we will get to that. There'll be a big section on that. But none of the Liverpool midfield, none of Coutinho got the goal, but none of him, Lallana, Mane, none of them really performed as you thought they would. You knew Liverpool would concede because they're Liverpool, but they really did get battered by them. It was as if that long ball over the top to Vardy was suddenly a surprise again, like the Men in Black did the old on them and they forgot.
Maybe it was because they haven't seen it all season. Maybe when Vardy ran for the ball,
they're like, who's this guy?
What the fuck? All the tape they've watched of them, they were like, no,
genuinely,
this guy with his little disgusting wanking sleeve.
When you said they haven't seen it all season, I honestly was thinking you meant Men in Black for a split second, and I was like, do they normally
that is Liverpool's problem, I think.
think that's one of the big problems is that they're not watching Men in Black enough. Yeah, yeah.
But that is a problem. Yeah, but that was Monday night's result. Leicester 3-1. A lot of people who were thinking, "Oh, I've still got a few Liverpool players to get some points for me," were left very disappointed by that. Elsewhere, obviously on Saturday, normally you'd think Palace 1-0 over Middlesbrough. That's an okay result. That's just a game, isn't it? It's not just a game because Tommy Teacakes and Ashby of Ashelton were all there hospitality.
We were. Thanks to New Amsterdam Vodka, we were at the game. We watched the game from the New Amsterdam Vodka box.
Yeah.
And had some lovely lunch and some lovely New Amsterdam Vodka, which was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah, not
really nice.
It was actually. That sounds like we were being paid to say it. We'd not.
No, it was really nice. I don't even drink vodka, and that was...
When we got there, I love vodka, obviously. So when we got there...
I love vodka, obviously. So the first thing Ash did was take all his clothes and just pour the vodka all over his tits.
Well, obviously,
just went absolutely mental. Stuck one bottle up his arse, one over his tits. Went, "This is how much I love New Amsterdam vodka." And then we got kicked out. That's it. We've gone. So we weren't there long, but it was lovely, wasn't it?
It was brilliant.
It was going so well up until then.
Listeners can't see, but Tom and Ash actually are wearing their I Heart New Amsterdam Vodka t-shirts at the moment, who are completely sold out. But it was very lovely of them to do it.
It was lovely. Everything there was brilliant. The hospitality, the free drink was incredible for me. There was loads of food. And we watched the game and it was great. Obviously, Palace got the 3 points, which we were really happy about because obviously we were Palace fans for the day.
Yeah, no, well, were we? Weren't we a bit annoyed that it wasn't the Brawler 0-0?
Well, Ash put £30 on it being 0-0.
That's
so
madness.
It
nearly was. That's absolute Rich madness.
That was mental, wasn't it? But, I mean, it very nearly was.
Even the goal was fucking really lucky, deflection or whatever. So,
yeah.
No, were you not tempted by your classic under 1.5 goals, Ash?
That's what, originally, that was the bet I had on.
Mm.
And it was like, but the odds were so low because it happens every week.
That's true.
And it was 7-1 if it being 0-0. And like you always say, like if they played that 7 times.
Yeah.
I'm sure. In the end, Palace did have a load of pressure. I watched the highlights on Match of Day.
To be fair, the ref was having a fucking laugh, wasn't he?
And on the Match of Day, it looked quite even. But in real life, Palace just had all the ball. And
did you just say on the Match of the Day?
On the Match of Days.
Palace kept nearly getting penalties. Like Middlesbrough were defending, like basically in their box, and there was quite a few times where it looked like there should have been one, didn't it?
How much vodka did you have, Ash? None of this makes sense. None of this account. Big question.
He's still drinking it now.
What was for lunch?
Loads of stuff. I'll tell you what. It was some of the best cauliflower cheese I've ever had in my life. And I'll tell you that for nothing. And I don't band that around willy nilly. I will tell you that now, because it didn't just have cauliflower in it, it had little bits of carrot, which sweetened the entire dish.
Look, people say...
Bit of steak. Ooh.
Football isn't for working class people anymore.
I did think that. I was eating some pate, drinking some New Amsterdam vodka in a, executive suite with, a celebrity or two. And I was thinking, this quite suits me. My dad would be proud.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Saw my dad the next day. Anyway,
Paul Dannan was there. Sadly, Lee Sharp wasn't there, but if he was.
Unfortunately, no, Lee wasn't there.
I've got an interesting story about a time I met Lee Sharp.
Not now, Ash. We wait for that. But it was 1-0 to Palace. Thank you very much. New Amsterdam Vodka available everywhere. Other ways we had Chelsea beating Swansea 3-1, Fabregas getting a rare goal, Pedro
Costa,
who we should talk about, and Costa, who Tom's going to claim he discovered on a park in Brazil.
The year was 1920. He was just out of school, and I noticed something about him. Yeah. I said,
"It was hair on his chest."
Yeah, there was, and I said, "Hey, how old are you?" "I'm 15," because he was Mexican, and it was a long story, but I discovered him. I said he was my tip for last week, and I said he's going to score, and he did back on the score sheet. Tommy called it again, so it's getting a bit boring now, getting all this shit right.
In your team?
Do I have him in my team?
Yeah,
big time.
I have him, so I got the goal on that. But and Pedro, that's 2 goals in 2 games. He seems to be a bit of a Chelsea darling. He's actually starting games at the moment. So,
he's got really, really good points for weeks and weeks and weeks. But the thing is, it's the inconsistency, and he doesn't always play.
Well, just to read you his last five, it's 12 points, 10 points, and then 3-1-3. So it's kind of very frustrating. But he's so direct, and he's always got a goal in him.
Just worth. The sort of player worth just starting him and just having him there just to see what happens.
I suppose him and Fabregas
because they both like seem to be getting more time.
Was it Pedro and Moses they used to?
Moses has got loads of. Moses is actually Chelsea's third top scoring midfielder this season and 5.6 million. So compared to Willian, who's 7 million, he's outpointed him, who was probably their only good player last year. It's bizarre.
But after they mugged off Sugar Tits to China.
I read that Enid Blyton book.
Yeah. Obviously, there's now an extra space in the midfield.
Yeah.
Because Oscar was playing every game, wasn't he? So now I suppose everybody's getting a bit more time.
Yeah,
I mean, right. I was talking about Oscar. Yeah. Took me that entire time to try and work out who you were talking about.
Sugar Tits.
Mug off Sugar Tits to China.
I mean, Fabregas isn't going to... He played 90 minutes against Swansea, but he never normally will. But Pedro's a good... Wait for it, Ash. Differential, I think.
I don't think he is a good differential, but there you go.
No? Do you not? Why not?
Mm. Well, because you have to score points.
Well, he scored 22 in 2 weeks, mate. So stick that in your bottle of vodka and up your ass. So graphic. But
I suppose if you're doing the differential, he's a good pick. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everton beating Sunderland 2-0. Tom, here's your time, mate. Because Lukaku?
That's his
adult film range. Everton Sunderland. Lukaku got one goal, Tom, but it wasn't enough. Why?
Because the people's champion, everyone's favourite, T Dog. I bloody triple captained him, didn't I?
You didn't mention it on the day many times.
I know. I say I was in the box, you know, watching the game. I was mostly checking my phone to see if Lukaku had scored. Do you know what it was? I thought I was going to do it, and I thought about it so much and how much of a good idea it was that there was no way I couldn't do it. I couldn't then retract it. And then by the time I thought, oh, maybe I should, I looked and it was 1 minute past two. I probably wouldn't have done it anyway, wouldn't have taken it back. But yeah, so I triple captained.
So what happened was Tom picked up his phone and he unlocked it and he started to put the triple captain band on Harry Kane. And then Lee Sharp phoned him. So it was like,
and Lee went, hey, Tom.
And he got distracted.
Yeah.
I know, so that wouldn't have worked out any better for you. So it doesn't matter.
But yeah, so I mean, six. The most annoying thing is I had such a good week. I had probably the best FPL week ever. But it was nothing to do with the triple captain because he got 6 points, obviously tripled to 18. So I profited 6 points from that. But take away that 6 points, I still had a fucking amazing week. So it's actually, it's like, you know, part of me's winning, part of me's losing, you know? Honestly, it has affected me. But I don't think it's as straightforward as everyone thinks this year. You know, last year, Aguero with the 5 goals was in a single game week. And I was thinking, you know, maybe hat trick, maybe he might bag 4 again. Didn't happen. But you know what? No one ever rose to the top of the mountain by swimming in a jacuzzi.
Yeah. That's very poetic. Yeah. No. But no, it isn't. To be fair, the triple captainship is not going to be as simple as picking Aguero or Costa at home to Sunderland. It's not going to go down as easy as that. Whereas last time it's like, well, that's all I can do. There's no one this season that you can get it bang on definitely right.
No, definitely. No, I mean, because obviously Lukaku scored 4, I can't remember who it was against, a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, that's the perfect thing to do. That is the perfect way to do it. Not do it when everyone else is doing it with fucking Aguero on a potential double game week where he might get 3 goals across the 2 games. You know?
That is the time to do it, though.
Well, yeah, no, but that's when everyone's doing it, you know. I'm thinking differential.
If they get more points than you, it's not, you're trying to be a hipster again.
Sometimes you have to be with FPL, mate.
But FPL for life, innit? But arguably the best time to do it was Harry Kane obviously got a hat-trick as Spurs beat Stoke 4-0 for the third consecutive time. Their last three meetings have now finished
4-0. 4-0. Three times now.
Yeah, in my blog for your ma, I did a bit of research looking into how Dele Alli's got 3 goals against them in his short career so far already. I did the extra bit of research but didn't mention that Kane's obviously scored for fun against him, and it's 3 4-0s, Kane hat-trick, and a few people might have triple captained him. I don't know if anyone in our league did. If they did, let us know. We put it out on Twitter, but if you don't use Twitter, we want to know who triple captained Kane against Stoke, because
there's a few.
A hell of a move.
I was actually thinking before I was going to triple captain Lukaku, I was going to actually just captain Kane for that game. Would have worked out better than triple captaining Lukaku.
Yeah.
So you weren't going to pick Lukaku as your captain at all?
No, I brought Lukaku in late doors. Oh, and then as soon as he was there, I thought, this guy needs a triple captain bloody armband on him.
the little sausage. Yeah, but alas.
And more points for Dele Alli, who nearly broke someone's leg in the Europa League on Thursday night. Horrible. But still can get goals against Stoke. He can do it on a night. It wasn't in Stoke, actually, technically, but there you go.
Ash, you know, on a warm day in London.
Yeah, in North London. Yeah. A nice day in North London. Ash, your boys, West Ham, drew 1-1 with Watford. That's probably quite a predictable result. And Andre, are you getting some points?
Yeah, did I see how good that goal was?
I haven't actually seen it. No, I didn't watch the match of the days.
On the match of the days.
You see the match of the days?
Antonio came in. I just got the assist, like the best assist ever for it. Mm. He took a shot, like knocked it past the keeper, but then it hit the post, went across the goal line, hit the other post, came out to Ayu, who sort of was running, ran in.
Just ran through it.
Ding, ding.
Ayu is another one of those sort of classic Ash tips over the years. So it's been Ayu, and who was it, Tadic, we said?
Oh, yeah,
it was always Ayu and Tadic.
Well, Ayu is actually my, you know, on the website, we'll put a tip for the season at the beginning of season.
Oh, right. Was yours?
Last season, mine was Ayu, because he signed for...
fucking hell. It was mine. He signed for Swansea.
Yours was Snodders, I think.
Was it Snodgrass?
Yeah, but he didn't...
Oh, classic. Classic T-Dog.
Well, no, this year he did well. Knowledge. I meant last year.
Tommy the Knowledge. Oh, really? Yeah, probably had a good one last year as well.
I think Rolando Ahrens was yours, mate.
Yeah. Rolando Ahrens. I'll tell you now, he's coming into fruition. That's all I'm going to say. He will rise like the proverbial salmon. All the salmon need to grow from tiny eggs before they can rise into the jaws of the bear. And salmon. It's proverbs, isn't it? I'm working on proverbs this week.
Tom lives in Windsor. Didn't go to school in Eton, though.
Salmon.
Yeah, clearly.
Go on, salmon.
Can't birth in jacuzzis.
That's a good one. Now you're thinking.
Exactly.
Now you're on my wavelength.
Gaffer tape proverbs by the gaffer tapes.
Yeah. Yeah, so Antonio looked really good, which is doubly excellent if you've got him because he got a red card. So that's him out.
Yeah. Did you have him?
Yes. No, I don't.
I haven't had him for ages. he scored. It's like 2 points for the last 4 weeks, and he got that 15 points against Palace in game week 21. But other than that, he's not been the player he was at the tail end of last season. FPL wise, I'm sure he's been doing very well.
I swapped him out for Snodders. Now he's out. I don't know what to say, but I think he'll come back in.
Well, Antonio being out surely is even more of a reason to have Snodgrass at 5.8 million.
Oh Christ! Although I don't know who's going to actually play up front. Unless Carroll gets some sort of bionic leg replacement.
Yeah, well, China are apparently trying to sign him, so they probably can do a bionic leg replacement, in fairness.
Yeah, it's the end of the Chinese transfer thing today, as we record.
Yeah.
So by the time this comes out, him and Vardy have probably both gone to China with Rooney.
And we'll be doing a Chinese Super League podcast, almost certainly. If Palace Middlesbrough's proved anything, is that we will do anything. We will sell our souls for free shit. So there's every chance.
We can actually write to the Chinese government and see if they'll give us the money to do it.
Yeah.
Possibly. I don't know. I did the whole, like, their hats are like lampshades last week, didn't I? So I think let's.
That is true. Also, there's certain websites, a lot of websites you can't get in China. I don't know if we'd get used to the climate out there. So maybe we should just stick to this. But. Yeah, we'll leave it. If Andy Carroll goes, we go.
Yeah, definitely. All right.
That's fair.
Gaffer promise
right there. West Brom beat... I'm fed up of this guy's name, and it's Gareth McCauley scoring a goal against Bournemouth.
Nice.
I've got him, blood. You just need to get him in. I know I do.
I haven't, and now I'm just stubborn.
Don't, because it'll be one of them. But as soon as you do, he'll stop scoring, and I've been profiting a lot from McCauley. He's a lovely chap.
Don't ruin it all for us, Craig.
Do you know he's played 90 minutes in every single game week this season?
Really? Can't go wrong. I mean, other than the time where, what did he do? He scored an own goal.
He had a nightmare.
Maybe then the next week beat him, didn't he?
Yeah, he got minus three, but the week after got 12 points. He has been a phenom.
Even that shit out. Profit every week.
Well, I've got Chris Brunt because I thought I'll just be different.
Brunters. Yeah, there you go. That is the hipster in you. We've all got a bit of hipster in us, mate. Especially when we go down Shoreditch in the middle of Friday night with a condom on.
I could see you regretting it as you started it.
I committed to it. Oh, they're not instantly regretting it.
Hey, I can
tell. It's just because Ash just doesn't laugh when I do stuff like that. Like, he just looks at me unimpressed. Oh, I went cross-eyed and everything.
Well, anyway, they beat Bournemouth 2-1, and scoring for Bournemouth was Josh King, the Norwegian, who one of our Scandinavian listeners last week said could be a good outside pick.
Yeah,
And we poo-pooed yeah, them.
Andre Martinsson, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And he actually has. He has 5 goals in his last 5 game weeks. So his last 5 game weeks, points-wise, is 7-2, 13-2, 7. So it's not too bad, considering he is only 5.4 million and their top-scoring midfielder. But, you know, a goal for him, not too bad. Not too bad. Obviously, all this changes when these fixtures all become clearer and we can have a look at who's doing what. But they are, Bournemouth do have a game in that barren game week, so maybe he is worth looking at as an outsider. And the final game of the week, leaving the best till last, was a classic 1-1 between Hull and Burnley. So
we've done it in a strange order. We've sort of left them on a...
You know what going in this order has meant?
I've realised.
We very nearly missed out the most famous, popular, exciting feature in British broadcasting.
Is Where's Wallace?
Where's Wallace? Where is the Wallace?
Ooh,
it's
I like
Seville.
That
is it? Is Seville Sevilla? It is, isn't
I think,
it?
I think Seville's right. It's Sevilla, but Seville's right.
Sevilla.
Is that where he Either is? One.
Yeah, man.
For the match.
He's messaged, yeah, exactly, yeah. He's put up a little some kind of building,
and is just he? Put
Sevilla hashtag yeah. Sevilla. Simple as that. Doesn't need to do anymore.
He's a man
he?
Of few words, isn't he?
Yeah, but great wisdom.
Man yeah. a few football matches.
It's where I get all my proverbs from.
Well, that's it.
Yeah,
you can't reach the peak of the mountain by hanging out in a jacuzzi.
Did you know?
I
bet you didn't know, right? That we are mentioned on his Wikipedia page. Absolutely true.
What?
Yeah, we are mentioned on his Wikipedia page. So I looked him up. I forgot to say, I looked him up weeks ago to do his age or something for that quiz. And someone's put it in there in the top line. I bet it's probably not there now. But yeah, it was like he's often referenced on the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football podcast and then linked to our Wikipedia page. Yeah. Just a little stat for you, a little Wallace stat.
Is that the thing he's like slowly becoming most known for?
Yeah, I really wanted him. I wanted him to sort of seen that and gone, oh, hello, who's these guys?
Finding out about himself. Yeah, he is becoming more known for this podcast than playing football.
We'll get him on one time.
In fairness. And being handsome, might add. But,
yeah, absolutely. Whatever.
But that is all the matches in this week's game week. So it's worth looking at the league table to see if there's been any changes in our top 10. Well, I've got it in front of me, so I know there has been changes in our top 10. Mm-hmm. So it's worth looking at that before T-Dog tells us where we are, depressingly. So in 10th place, dropping down, is Trappist 1, Seyen Berge. In 9th place is Praveen Sindhu, 0. 8th place is Andreas Toft, Dinamo Torshov. 7th place is Nissan Mohanen. 6th place is Harry Strouts, good Kante.
Russell Strouts!
Up to 5th place is Exeter Gently. What? Stephen Barrett. In 4th place, Matthew Greco with Banana Nose Maldonado, which is an excellent name to say. In 3rd place, BTSTU Mitch Maynard. In 2nd place, Antarcticans FC. And in 1st place, Stevie Clift.
Clift Palette.
Clifty Mediocre. Should mention that Banana Nose Maldonado got 92 points this week.
Yeah, I was going to say they're new to the top 10, aren't they?
So, 92 points. Well, that moves you up. And in
well, I was
place,
only 10
he's only...
points more than me, mate. Don't worry about that shit.
Yeah, well, he's a few hundred points ahead of you overall, correct. Though, so... Yeah. But yeah.
Very true. Our positions, lads.
Yes.
Ash, still the daddy of G-Wing. 593rd, 11-click wanker. Me, big T-Dog, 782nd. So I went up about 100 places. 15-click wanker. Great, great bloody game week. Craig,
oh, sorry, how many points did you?
Like 82 or something.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Wow.
Craig, 960th, 19 click wanker. Now, me and Ash did go up. You went down, is that correct?
Yeah, I did. I did go down, mate.
Clicks. How many points you get? You only got like 40 odd points, didn't you?
It's only for the only. It's just 40 a day.
That's good. I'm going to say, only 40.
48.
Probably, yeah, that's not bad.
Just now, whilst we're talking about league positions, randomly come across it. 551st. Yeah. So, 7-click wanker?
Mm-hmm.
Maths?
No, 500, no, 11.
No,
358.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Oh,
I thought you said
500.
Yeah.
Ben Dinnery.
Oh, really? Injury expert Ben Dinnery.
Yeah. So, he's not doing too bad, is he?
That isn't bad at all. And obviously, it is, just quickly before you go, actually, it's the 28th of February as we record this. So I just thought I'd tell you the top three for this month if you wanted to know them.
Oh, okay. I was just going to do the other positions.
Oh, sorry. Go for it. Go for it. Don't let me interrupt your flow, Thomas.
No.
No, thanks. No, not at all. Domi Mons, 483rd, 9-click wanker. And then, for the second biggest feature in British broadcasting, it's Tom Davis versus Tom Davis. Tom Davis from Murder and Successville, 871st. Tom Davis, not from Murder and Successville, 766. Ooh. That gap is closing between those two boys. We're going to watch that, a 17 and a 15-click wanker, respectively. Yes, Craig, as you were saying.
That's quite tight. That's getting interesting.
I'm excited about that.
Aren't we all? Our top three for this month, in third place with 236 points advantage, Fear the Walker Dead. In second place, Takeshi's Tyne Castle is Dave Kirkwood, who scored 97 this week.
It's a good name as well.
Manager of the month is Alan Stevens with Jesus H. Kane, who's clearly a Kane fan, but didn't triple captain him. In fact, doesn't even have Kane.
Get a tweet. We'll have to read it later. Someone did tweet us and say that they were like in the top three. So it was one of those lads.
Oh, really? Well, the guy who scored 97 points didn't even captain Kane. He captained Lukaku.
What a wally.
What a bloody wally. But yeah, that's all the league positions. The manager of the month. So well done to them.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Big shout out to Jeffrey Ives, the economy class.
Yeah.
Who is 1,126.
Fantastic.
Does he represent a drinks brand? Is that why you've done that?
No. He's dead last, but he looks like he only joined 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Well,
so
more for him.
So congrats to him for joining.
Won't get my sympathy, mate. Do it from the beginning of the season. Dedicate, plan.
Dedicate, yeah.
Well, if he had joined at the beginning of the season, he'd be ahead of one third of the...
But he didn't, did he? So if my auntie had balls, she'd be my uncle.
Correct.
So, you know, one of those. But that's all the league positions and running through the game week. Obviously, we've got loads of questions from you for part two. A lot to do with the very small game week that's coming up in a couple of weeks and the mythical double game week and when it's going to happen. So we're going to speculate a bit on that. And obviously, in part three, we're going to have a look at the game week for this week, make a couple of tips and do a quiz that Thomas prepared, which he put about 73 flame emojis on.
I think it was actually 74. Yeah, it's hot. It's hot.
Apparently it's hot, we're going to see just how hot that quiz is. And all that is coming up in part two and part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. It's section two, which, as you know, is when you get in touch with us through various different platforms. But first of all, getting in touch with us this way.
Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook page. Facebook.com/TheGafferTapes.
Well, yeah, that's good. I can get more used to that.
Yeah, loving it.
I quite like, what's your favourite? Mine's the Gaffer Tapes, the way he tails off.
Yeah, Facebook, the Gaffer Tapes.
I like the nutters bit.
Yeah, it's all quite sexually aggressive. Yes. Everyone else is getting that vibe, yeah?
Loving it.
It's quite sexually aggressive. Right, what have we got?
We've got some bloody Facebooks, mate.
Yeah.
All of that.
Right, first one, let me go. Let's get a football one up first of all. Paul Buchanan, he said, last week you said Jamie Vardy wasn't worthy of a big budget differential option. Is the party, capital P, now back on?
Yeah. It was him that asked, wasn't it? Yeah, and then we said about the... Big money. He was the only big money differential we could think of. Do you think he's now in form? What's Leicester's run like?
Well, we said he was the only possible option as a big money differential. We kind of mocked the question a bit, and then he went and scored two.
That was before Ranieri got.
Yeah,
added. Yeah. I don't think ultimately that's going to be like a big plus for them.
I think
Ash has got a point though. Like, I know it sounds like an easy thing to say, but Ranieri's gone, of course. But if we are to believe that the players, I know they're denying it, but it seems pretty likely that the players had a part in Ranieri going.
Yeah,
they had to go out and prove that there was the right call.
Yeah,
like, they had to. Otherwise, they'd have been the most hated group of players ever after being the most loved, like you said, Tom. So I think it has to play a part. Not that it's going to make Jamie Vardy instantly better, but the Seville goal was obviously the start of his form. Two goals against Liverpool. They're at home to Hull next week. They don't have a game in the mini-mini week.
But then they got West Ham, Stoke, Sunderland.
Yeah.
So that's not a bad run. If he does hit a bit of form, I mean, you could always wait, see what he does in the whole game, and because he's going to blank the week after anyway. You're not really going to want to bring him in until game week 29. And then, yeah, West Ham, Stoke, Sunderland. I think maybe keep an eye on that. Yeah. Maybe keep an eye on Vardy. See how that goes.
Because even if you got him in, and then he scored two goals against Hull, he's still not playing the week after, so it's not like it's...
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing urgent about it.
No. Wait till 29 or 30 and just see.
Although, yeah. I guess if you get him in now, that you got the... He'll give you a little bit of a cash boost.
Yeah, and I would say, if you're looking at strikers, reading out the teams that play in game week 28, and I know that's not the next game week, but reading out the 10 teams that play in game week 28, count the amount of strikers who are eligible players, really. City... Yeah. Stoke, Bournemouth, West Ham, Everton, West Brom, Hull, Swansea, Liverpool, Burnley. About five of those teams don't have a viable striker that scores any points at any point. So it is a bit of a weird one. But so I don't think that's an option.
We do have some questions about
the blank.
The blanks. Yeah, sorry. We do have some questions about the blanks, but... I think you need to start planning big things now. Just maybe have in your mind, I want this striker. Bang, stick.
Yeah, that's true. The other thing is, if you haven't got him already, maybe it's better. I don't know. Hold off, because then you get double transfer next week. Whereas the blanks, where you probably need them more than maybe. The value of bringing him in.
Yeah.
Another question we had, which we should address because it's a bit of an ongoing debate, is it? Isn't it? Someone basically asked us, should we pick City players for their double game week or focus on getting a full 11 out for game week 28 with minimal to no point hits? Now, a lot of people were under the impression they were definite double game week this week.
Yeah. And I've been really looking for the last couple of days and I was like, I don't want to embarrass myself. But I was like, it does not seem like there is a double game. Obviously, now we know, I mean, there's just not, is there? There's just not.
Will be at some point, but I don't know where. It's not
going to be this.
But I think
weekend.
A lot of people are banking on City having a double game week this week.
Everyone seemed to think so. But when I tweeted my team, when I tweeted my balls, #balls, and said that I was triple captain in Lukaku, everyone went, what? When Aguero, you know, and City are going to have a double game week next week? All right, mate, good idea. Well, who's laughing now? He says, still slightly worried that there might be a City game mixed crept in like next Thursday or something. Do you know what I mean? It can't be though, can they? But no, definitely not.
The second point of that, second part of that question, Ash, getting 11 players out for the game week when there's only 10 teams playing, what costs do you go to make sure you get 11 players, or don't you?
I wouldn't be overly worried as long as you've got... Because, I mean, you can do it. It's not going to be too difficult, I don't think, for most people, because the teams that are playing... Everton, people have a few Everton players, Liverpool, City, probably Swansea, West Ham, West Brom, all of them.
Yeah.
Like people are going to have players from all those teams.
Yeah, so at the very least, you're going to get 9 or 10 out.
Yeah, especially with double game weeks, you know, are going to come up after that.
Yeah, you don't want to go rearranging your whole team for one.
Especially if, say, you have got players from those other teams, like you've got three Man United players, and then you wildcard them all out, and then game week 29... 30, they have a double game week.
Yeah.
You sort of, you know, shoot yourself in the foot a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
In the tits.
How many more Facebook questions should we do before we move on to Twitter? I'll be doing the time. A quick one. Okay, a slight non-football one, but it is football one. Dave Mateo, our Australian friend, said, what's the best... what's the best football-watching snack?
I think it's burger rings.
You don't think that. I know you don't. I know you don't think
that.
Do
you know what? So some what happened? Someone suggested burger rings, so, and then we were like, "What the fuck is burger rings?"
And there was like 800 replies. People were like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
Yeah, someone said that burger rings are the best football watching snack. I don't know what burger rings are. I thought maybe
I've heard of them. I have heard of them because I did a gig once, and there was some Australian people in it. I used to go around asking everyone what their favourite flavour crisps was, just because I'm bloody alternative, and I pointed to this Australian girl. She went, burger rings. And I went, what the fuck is burger ring? And then we talked about it all fucking night. You remember the crisps onion rings? They're like that, but they're burger flavoured.
Yeah, well, I saw someone posted a photo because I thought they were just like onion rings. Yeah, I thought they were real onion rings.
No, they are just like burger flavoured rings.
Cheap shit crisps. Horrible ones. Yeah.
No, but I like, because onion rings are some of my favourites. They're like top three crisps of all time.
I'm a fan of a frazzle.
You like a frazzle? Not yeah, bad. Frazzle, don't mind a frazzle. Don't mind
I would have thought you would have preferred like the free range.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no, I bet you know what he does. Oh, 100%.
Oh, it's them parsnip crisps.
No, no, no. Even better. One further than that. It's where everyone's like, oh, should we get crisps? Oh, no, no. Delightful alternative to crisps, a little pack of popcorn.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to say like pistachio nuts.
Hang on. Firstly,
like a glass jar of pistachio nuts.
Yeah.
So you've never had popcorn. Popcorn all of a sudden is a hipster snack.
No, popcorn's fine, but not with a sandwich.
Where the fuck's a sandwich come into it? No one even mentioned a sandwich.
Yeah, that's what I mean. For lunch, I bet you have popcorn instead of a sandwich.
The question was, what's your favourite football snack? All of a sudden, you've accused me of eating popcorn with my sandwiches.
Well, which you do.
Yeah.
No.
Confirmed.
No, I've had it in a meal deal, sure.
I mean, we're going dangerously off course here. But you know, a few weeks ago when I had the shits?
Right.
Ash raises his eyes.
Yeah, you're trying to bring us back on course. Okay.
Yeah.
And you boys were talking about pretentious breakfasts and stuff, and Ash was going, oh, I bet Craig's like really pretentious with his breakfast. Well, I wasn't there to be able to say.
Oh, shit, yeah. This is when Ash said something mental.
Ash said, oh, yeah, Craig's really pretentious with his breakfast. Right, I must say, the day after we won the FBAs for the best football podcast, I don't think we've mentioned it, me and Ash went for breakfast in Manchester the next morning, and Ash had avocado with his breakfast. Sorry, I'm just saying. I wasn't there to say that. I was screaming at my phone, going, "But he had avocado."
Avocado.
Yeah, I don't know if
breakfast.
It was to try and help the hangover or something. Because we were both
just to remind quite listeners. Ash said that he doesn't order fried breakfast. He doesn't like a full English because he doesn't like beans, and he thought that it would be crazy to have it just without the beans because, and I quote, "You need something wet." So they were his actual words. Like he found the prospect of just saying, I'll have the full English, but no beans, please, so ridiculous that they ruled out the entire cooked breakfast.
But it's the same as before when we were talking about it.
Yeah.
People aren't going to find this funny at home. They're just going to be like, well, it's just a pure statement of fact. He actually is correct. What are you talking about?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
I was quite disturbed to see you having
and lastly, football watching snack, I like savoury. So
yeah, always. I'm a savoury kind of guy. Simple as that.
I'll have a hot guinea sausage
this week,
roll.
As I say, I was eating pâté watching Crystal Palace.
Yeah, because you're a man of the people.
You're a man of the people.
But yes, there's some good Facebook questions. We did have some others. We should probably move on some others from other platforms, should we not? Or is there any more you want to do? Cool. So we had some questions on...
In what section are we doing, mate? Sorry?
Well, it's on Twitter, so it is...
Tweets for my tweet!
Don't ask me.
Oh, that was barely tried. He barely...
I couldn't remember what he said.
I think he's still reeling.
But
still,
I still don't know. I've Googled it and I still don't know.
No, Ash, calm down. Right, what have we got on Twitter?
He's going to use that all the time now. We had a tweet from Daniel Parkinson,
at
Absolute Twit.
Yeah.
So he's definitely been on Twitter a while if he's managed to get at Absolute Twit.
Oh, that's a great handle, isn't it?
It's a great handle.
Good work, Parker.
He might be a first-time tweeter. I don't know. I'm not sure. But he says, what odds does Tom give Arsenal to beat Liverpool? Should I captain Mane for the inevitable 6-0 hammering? Yeah, I don't know. Again, it depends what Arsenal turn up. It depends what Liverpool turn up. They've just lost to fucking Leicester. And we're coming off an absolutely massive win against Sutton 2-0. So, it really does depend. I fancy... here we go. Jesus Christ, you mentioned an avocado and mothers get brought into it. Blimey. I don't know. I think a little draw there, maybe.
It's just too much.
So depressing now, isn't it?
Do you know what? If I was to bet, I'm not a betting man. But if I was to bet,
legally you're not allowed to anymore.
Yeah. I would I'd go with Liverpool. And I don't know why, really. I think it could be a high score. I think it could be a 3-2.
It could be, I think that's not a bad
shot.
I was about to say it's definitely going to be 3-1 to Liverpool.
They're just both pretty awful.
Just reading the tweet, I don't think he says, what does Tom, Ash and Craig think? He says, what does Tom think? So he's obviously got his priorities right. Arsenal wins 6-0.
Speaking of odds.
Yeah. Oh yeah, if we got
I'm literally just going to do it. Actually, yes. Yeah, so speaking of odds, our friends at the Odds Bible
We haven't sold out at all.
No, yeah. At the Odds Bible, just got in touch with us via our friends at Marks and Spencer's, who said... basically they gave us some odds in case someone wanted to have a quick bet. So a few bets for the weekend and their tips, and let's be honest, the odds is in their name, so they know what they're doing better than we are.
They know what they're doing, mate.
Man United over 2.5 team goals, not girls.
Not team girls.
Team girls.
That is a different... Don't bet on the Manchester United girls team.
That'd be a safe bet for the Leicester City squad.
Man United over 2.5 team goals at 23-20. West Brom over 1.5 team goals at 6-4. Liverpool versus Arsenal. Both teams to score over 2.5 goals at 11-10. And Chelsea race to 2 goals at 4-5. Tom and Ash are utterly dumbfounded by all
no
of
idea.
That.
No idea. Race to 2 goals?
We need a separate podcast to explain that.
Yeah. First team to get to 2 goals. But people who know, if you know, hashtag, if you know. Yeah. So they'll do. But that's for the Osborne. We'll tweet them off our regular account. And obviously we'll carry on with the Gaffer Gambler tweets that the Patreon subscribers get to our Gafferazzi members. But we'll tweet the ones from the Odds Bible there, courtesy of the Odds Bible, Marks and Spencer's sellouts, William Hill, Ocado, and all that kind of thing. But that's from them. Thanks very much for that, boys. And we'll get that out and hopefully it wins. Right, back to this. What else we got?
Do the shirts versus skins.
Shirts versus skins FPL. These are American friends. They have asked us, is it more important to wildcard before or after game week 28?
I think after. You'd be mad to do it before, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because if you do it beforehand, it depends, unless you've got zero players beforehand, unless you've got some mental team where it's just Arsenal and Crystal Palace players, then obviously do it now. Mm. But assuming you can get half decent team out, wait for the next double game week.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Tom's come a long way, hasn't he? Before, you'd have just stayed quiet and let Ash answer that. You were in there.
Oh, right, absolutely. I was just about to say, don't take too many points hits to try and get players in for game week 28 as well.
Yeah.
I think people might make that mistake.
Yeah, unless the player's definitely going to get over 4 points, it's not worth it.
Exactly, yeah.
That is it. And people like me will just rise up there, sneak over you as you take your points hits.
Absolutely,
I was going to
say Rome wasn't built in a day, but you know, a teepee can be erected in a matter of minutes.
Like you in front of Craig Mull.
Really? It's changed, isn't it? It's changed.
Yeah, it's changed. Yeah, it's changed. So what other tweets have we got? Anything else there, Thomas?
Yes. Can we just? Well, I mean, Fantasy Yomar.
You're right.
Our very close friend. He said, can each gaffer give a 10-second demonstration of their beatbox skills? Can they run a Twitter poll? Oh, no. Yeah, can they run a Twitter poll to crown the winner? Hashtag beatbox Yamar. We had a brief conversation about this, and neither of you two are willing to do it, so I win by default.
The question wasn't doing it. The question was asking, would you? And it's a pretty straight yes-no question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm a little bit upset because I actually can. Well, I'm not saying I can beatbox, but I've got something about me. I've got potential.
Well, if you do it, may or may not win.
Well, I'm not a performing monkey, but I can actually do it and do my speciality is to do Billie Jean. So I just like hum Billie Jean while I'm beatboxing.
Okay.
I haven't heard a lot of you talking about you being able to do it.
Yeah.
I think we need to hear that.
Wow. No, I can't just break into it.
Yeah.
That's funny because I can do the whole of Supercalifragilistic beatboxing backwards. It's really cool.
But you can't.
But we're just naming things that we can't do.
No, it's too much pressure now. It's like being a performing monkey. It's like when you're down the pub and everyone's there in a semicircle and someone goes, Tom, do your DMX impression. You can't just instantly go, and do it. I nearly did it then. That'd have been a good way to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can't just instantly do it, you know. It's like, Tom, do you Michael Bisping?
No, I don't want to, you prick.
It's not that simple. Do you know what I mean? Do you Dominic Monaghan?
Very similar one.
No, I might just drip it in. Okay. I will do it before the end of the podcast.
If it comes up organically. Now.
Yeah, if it comes up organically,
we'll do it. If Billie Jean beatboxing comes... Of all the football podcasts in the world, this is the one where that could come up organically.
Yeah, exactly. It could happen at any point. Can we do one more Twitter, football related tweet? We got one from Chris EG at Chris Offer or something.
Yeah.
I don't think he's tweeted before.
You just disrespected his whole family. There with that.
It was another Vardy question, to be fair. He said, Captain Vardy from here on in prep for another record-breaking run. I'm not going to lie to you, I didn't realise it was a Vardy question before I looked it up, because I just knew we had a new tweeter and I was like, oh, I'll get his one on. But yeah, we basically answered that, didn't we?
Well, Leicester. Yeah, but I don't think, if you've already got Vardy in your team, and there aren't many people who have, but if you've already got Vardy in the team, they obviously aren't playing in the blank week, but in the week coming up, in game week 27, they have got Hull at home.
Yeah.
So if you're one of the, I'm just checking his percentage, 7.5% who've got Vardy, it's not a crazy idea to captain him. He's just scored two goals and to Liverpool. So, but here on in, no, certainly not. But I don't think it's that bad. If you've already got him, yeah, why not captain him?
If you're going on holiday, game weeks 29, 30 and 31, where he's got West Ham, Stoke and Sunderland respectively, stick him up, stick the armband on him and get yourself off to Tenerife.
Yeah.
We got a late Facebook question.
Yeah.
Somebody says, can you do an impression of Michael Jackson beatboxing?
That's not what it is. It's not. Well, that'd just be like, like that. He's frail, isn't he? He had a funny. I mean, he's dead now. It's, you know, he can't do anything. But he's.
So what'd it be like?
No, it's. All right, I don't. I actually can't. I will do it. It's too much pressure. Right, we've got an email. Just before we go. He just brought home your mum again.
Hey, she listens.
Disarray, so does she? That yeah. is. Terrible. She was in the league last year, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was.
Right. FPL Piglet tweeted us. Question one. It's all about the possible Manchester double game week. If you could only pick one, who would you pick? One, Sterling, two, KDB, or three, Sané? And question two. How many hits is Mr. Obvious captain choice Aguero worth? 8, 12 or 16?
Minus 16? Who's taking minus 16 to get in Aguero?
People are thinking that Aguero is going to do too much. I'll tell you what, I'm going to be laughing when he gets, what, two goals in a double game week. And everyone goes, oh, we should have just captained on the single game week like last year. But yeah, Sterling, KDB or Sané, I think, because obviously the City double game week will happen at some point. We know it's not happening in game week 27, but it's going to happen at some point. Sterling, KDB or Sané, lads, who would you go out for out of those? If you've got the money, KDB probably, but Sané's so cheap and he's playing nowadays 90 minutes every time. Sterling's actually back in form. I looked at him
Sterling, having watched him,
he's like 7.8, I think. Sterling
thing is, double game week Sterling, he is notoriously easy to get tired.
Good point.
He doesn't often finish 90 minutes, but I don't know if it affects his score that much. He does his clean sheet points if they get one. I'm just looking at his stats now. He's obviously got the goal against Bournemouth, and goals is what's been lacking from him this season for definite. Mm. But he has got
it's a start, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's got four assists in his last five games. He just looked very, very good against Bournemouth, and in that mental game against Monaco. I'm just looking at Sané. So Sterling, 7.8 million, 11.4% picked.
Sané's about 7.3, isn't he?
7.5, yeah. So he's 7.5. 90 minutes in his last four games, but I don't know. I kind of like the look of Sterling at the moment.
I was looking at potential.
So
Sterling.
I think of those three, because De Bruyne is still the top scorer, but it's not really about who's going to score the most. It's about who's best value for money. He's an extra 3 million to Sané.
And I tell you what, if you are looking at that, obviously City have got Sunderland this week, so game week 27 this coming game week, we are going to cover that in the next bit. But again, a great time to really be pulling City players in your team
and sticking the armband on them. Thomas,
sticking the armband, that's why I was looking at these lads today for this week's transfer. Sterling potentially.
Thing is though, they've got Sunderland and Stoke.
Yeah,
which is right, but then they've got a horrible run of games. Haven't they got Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea?
Well, I don't know. Liverpool, Arsenal aren't a horrible run of games. They're shite.
Yeah, so, but I mean, it's still
still a big game. But
as far as it goes, Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea in a row is probably potentially the three worst teams you could meet in a row.
It's like Tottenham,
maybe.
United, oh, Chelsea,
maybe,
harder,
maybe Spurs.
I guess,
but, yeah, maybe.
But
Spurs
I say it all the time. I know, but if you've got a Sterling or an Aguero or a Costa or a Kane in your side, it doesn't matter who they're playing. You sign them to play them in your side, and they tend to. And those good ones will score against the good sides.
But I know what you're saying. So say if you've got Aguero, you wouldn't count him out against anybody.
Yeah.
Like, definitely. But the thing is, then another player, if Harry Kane is playing like the dog and duck and the Swan Arms in his next two game weeks, it's still going to be easier.
Swan Arms aren't bad, actually.
Yeah,
Swan
it's true. Arms aren't bad. It's still going to be easier, isn't it?
Swan Arms. Swans don't have arms. Weird. It's really weird.
Yeah, it is going to, of course, it's going to be easier if you've got the choice between Kane playing two fictional sides or Aguero playing against Chelsea and Spurs. And that doesn't work because Kane plays for Spurs. But if you pick one of those two, then yeah, that I get it. But
he's playing the fish's legs, I think.
Yeah. But I think if you're looking at Aguero or let's say Sterling as the example's given, and you're looking at Sterling, like, oh, I don't want to bring in him now because they've got Spurs this week. I always think just fuck it. But then I'm 960th, mates. Don't listen to me. I'm a dick.
So to put that into perspective, after those two games, Tottenham have actually got Southampton, Burnley and Swansea.
That's what you meant with the Swan Arms.
Yeah. So then it is like, so it's not just a straight choice, you know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean. I mean, Kane's definitely very appealing to bring in if you don't have him already, but it's going to be hard to do that when I've got 4.9 million Peter Crouch up front, so...
yeah, tell me about it. And very quickly, about the points hits, for I think it's mental to take so many points hits on triple captaining Aguero, -8, -12, -16. The fact that you're thinking at -16, FPL Piglet, you silly little sausage.
Yeah.
That's mad.
We're just impressed you know your four times table's that high, so good going. Keep going. 20, 24, 28.
Eight points maximum. Absolute maximum, but I wouldn't even do that. Otherwise, you're not going to get the profits. Why are you doing it on a double game week if you're taking -8 hits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You might as well do it on a single game week and not take any hits.
Tom is very upset. We're going to leave. We're going to leave now.
That's Tom's just blown my mind. I've blown my own self off right now. Incredible.
Tom is very upset and aroused all at the same time. But we'll be back in part three with putting our neck on the line with a tip for the next game week 27, and looking ahead of the fixtures, as well as obviously our 47-74 flame hot quiz that Tom has promised, plus a beatbox by Tom exclusively here on the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the final part of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. We're going to have a quick look forward to... Was that it?
I couldn't do it. Probably like again.
You just thought you'd do it. You thought you'd do it over my intro, over my slick professional intro. He's been so nervous knowing that he has to do it.
I didn't even do it well.
You didn't do it well.
But better than your attempt, so 1-0 to me. So
yeah, cheers. Something like that. You're the winner there, Tom.
Yeah,
big
thanks.
Time. But looking forward to game week 27 as we come into it. And obviously the week after will be game week 28, which will affect what you would do slightly. But as always, we're going to look at the fixtures and say who we think is going to do well this week and who our pick is. Tommy Tea Cakes, before we go through the fixtures, who are you tipping for game week 27?
I don't think you can really overlook the Sunderland City game for potential points. I did say De Bruyne, I think, a little bit more differential than going Aguero. Yeah, I'm going to go with old Tintin.
And is that something you think you might actually do with your side?
No, I ain't got the money, mate. Nah, the only one I can really afford if I want to get Aguero in for next game week, or maybe do a double, is maybe Sané. I think I can do Sané, and Aguero for like Kane. But then do you want to get rid of Kane after he's just banged in a fucking hat trick? I don't know, I've got to do some tinkering, but I think De Bruyne, you can't really go wrong if you've got him, or if you've still got that Sanchez money, you might get rid of Sanchez, because Arsenal are obviously blanking again next week. De Bruyne for me.
Right. I'm gonna jump on the old City bandwagon as well. But I'm gonna bring in Mr. Sterling. The debate is whether it's gonna be Mane, Sigurdsson or Dele Alli who makes way. But as we said in the last part, Raheem Sterling's been very, very good.
Swansea have got a well easy run of games coming up and their form's not too bad.
Their form's so good, Sigurdsson. And Sigurdsson takes all set pieces and he's just an FPL bit of an all round hero.
Yeah. They're in the game week 28. They're one of only the half teams that are playing.
Yeah, that's true. You don't want to be transferring somebody.
They've had a nice run, haven't they?
Who are the other ones? Who are the other two players?
Dele Alli and Sadio Mane. So,
Yeah, see, I brought Mane in last week.
So did I.
And he did nothing. And I took the 4-point hit to get him in, which was fucking annoying. Yeah, so he might just go straight out. For maybe even for Sterling.
Well,
yeah,
again though, Mane's playing in the blank week. So it's more likely for me to be Dele Alli. But if it doesn't work out, I just switch right back. It's not really a problem.
That's a good point, actually, yeah.
So there is in that. And Ash, what about you?
I think just because I've got him on my bench, Ibrahimovic.
Yeah, of course.
Home to Bournemouth, and they conceded like four goals every game.
Any game, really.
We haven't really talked about him. We haven't talked about him at all on this podcast. But it's only because his performance came in the League Cup, obviously. But he's actually, when you throw into the European game and the League Cup final, he's actually in great form. And obviously, he's scored points all season as well, 145 points. So. Yeah, it might be. I don't know. Would you rate him above Costa at the moment, Ash?
I don't know. Probably not. Probably Costa just ahead. Although, Chelsea have got some like nice fixtures coming up as well, and they're both like the form's pretty good for both of them.
I think he's played 90 minutes every game this season, and he's got like 16 goals out of the 25 games.
They're both going to play.
What's the?
He's an absolute monster. I think Ibrahimovic
is still more expensive, isn't he?
He's 11.5 million.
It's still nearly a million more. So I guess Costa out of the two.
Yeah, but just to remind you, the fixtures for this week is Man U Bournemouth is the early kickoff on Saturday.
Leicester Hull will be interesting now, won't it?
It will be. Yeah,
because I'll be really watching Leicester.
Hull are actually in decent form after they lost Snodgrass, and it was all a bit bizarre. Then they got the draw at Burnley. Stoke Middlesbrough is, I mean, under one and a half goals.
£30 on that bad boy.
Swansea versus Burnley. Watford versus Southampton. West Brom playing the New Amsterdam Vodka Boys, aka Crystal Palace.
That game is the last West Brom game of their fantastic run that was so good all those weeks ago. Just green. The Palace game is the last one before they go on to play Everton, Arsenal, and Man United. And not one single fucking Rondon goal.
No, I know.
That entire time.
Macaulay, the goal machine's been doing it.
Macaulay, oh man, if you ain't got Macaulay in, probably a bit late now. But I mean, he can still score a goal against the likes of Arsenal and United.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Liverpool Arsenal's the big kind of showpiece game on Saturday afternoon at 5:30. And then super sort of Sunday, Spurs Everton, Sunderland Man City, where everyone will be praying for a bit of a doing for Sunderland. Except for Sunderland fans, obviously. And then Monday football, MNF, West Ham versus Chelsea, which I'm sure Ash has got nothing but positive thoughts about. he's predicting 5-0 with a Costa hat-trick in there.
Is Carroll back from injury yet? No. Is he still crocked?
He might make it back for that.
Do you think he will?
You never know. One day he's scoring a hat-trick, the next day he's at the glue factory. So you don't really know where Carroll is at any point.
Could be playing for Shanghai Rovers by then.
As could we. So we could be out there, Shanghai podcasting. But yes, that's the fixtures for next week. And now, no expectation, Tom, no pressure, but apparently you've got hell of a quiz.
Hell of a quiz, guys. So obviously I've been doing patron quizzes for the last few podcasts because lovely patrons who have signed up to patreon.com/thegaffertapes and sponsor the podcast, being part of the podcast, get official Gafferazzi status. They have been giving us me quizzes. So I've been doing the quizzes for them. We don't have one this week. So it's a T-Dog classic. What I've done is it's actually a return of the most popular quiz we've ever done. Brace yourself, lads. It's the return.
No, not.
It's Super Mario.
Fuck off.
Supermarket Sweeper, all right? God, I really worked up to that.
Oh, I like Supermarket Sweeper.
It's Supermarket Sweeper. Everyone went, oh, that was the funniest thing that I've ever heard. So, you know, brought it back. For anyone who didn't hear, I think we did it in one of the pre-season pods. One of my first quizzes, actually, Supermarket Sweeper. Obviously, Supermarket Sweep in the UK, presented by Dale Winton. We actually said that in the US, they probably wouldn't know it. It turns out that it fucking originated
from
there.
They came up with it, yeah.
Good bloody lads. So yeah, and obviously I'm guessing most of the listeners googled who didn't know have googled Dale Winton since and checked him out.
Oh, side Dale Winton fact. Yeah. Because Trainspotting 2 came out, I watched Trainspotting 1 the other day.
Yeah.
Dale Winton's in it.
Is he?
He's in Trainspotting.
Really? Fact. I never knew that.
Yeah. As a mate, he's having a nightmare.
Oh, he's having a little trip and it.
Yeah, yeah,
and Winton's in there. Unbelievable. Extra Dale Winton fact. We can make that a regular feature. Right, so I'm going to read out a Dale Winton-esque cryptic clue. He'd obviously usually do it about supermarket products, and then they'd run off and go and get it. I'm just going to do it about a footballer, and then you boys have to do it. Now, do you remember your buzzer noises?
Oh, Christ. Oh,
I remember I was terrible at this.
Yeah, you might have been, yeah. Craig, do you remember what you used to have to say?
A wooga!
No, that was... No.
That was John Fashanu.
No, you had to shout quinoa.
Oh, okay, quinoa.
And Ash had to shout goblin. They were your buzzers.
Oh, okay.
So... he thought it was a wooga. He really wanted it to be a wooga. Right. Okay. So here we go, lads. And firstly, Ash, I need to tell you at this point, I am going to need their actual names.
Oh,
you're not,
no,
you're not
going
to be able to say something like... Bournemouth breaky leg boy.
Yes. But if I describe the player, do you know who I'm talking about?
No, that's mate, that's not the rules, is it?
You should know
that. No, if you know why.
Well, I'll decide.
Because he's the fucking quiz master, that's why, and it's 7-all. It's important.
Yeah, well, you're clutching the straws there, you're afraid. That's the bit
I'm not clutching the straws, mate. I know their names.
The avocado comment has really, really not gone down well. Right, lads. Okay, I'm going to do it in my best Dale Winton voice. Here is number one. Okay. My team are weak, but I eat my porridge. It gives me strength, because I'm a strong sausage.
Goblin.
Yeah.
And a TV.
Yes. 1-0 Ash. Hello. I didn't see that happening. Wow. Lovely. Oh, that's exciting. Right, 1-0 Ash. Did you get that, Craig?
Yeah? I didn't, mate. I was just drafting a letter to our lawyer over your
really?
Impression.
Because of the impression. Okay, number two. I'm back with a vengeance. I'm a mean kind of guy. I'll pretend you elbowed me and put a cigar in your eye.
Quinoa.
Oh, shit. Go on.
Joey Barton.
Yes, 1-0. 1-0.
I keep forgetting what my buzzer is.
Can you put his hand up and went, ah!
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the story about when he put a cigar out in a fellow youth team Man City player's eye. Right, number three. This is good, isn't it? 1-0. I was the talk of the town. Now people are sending best wishes. But I'm keeping myself busy turning loaves into fishes.
Quinoa.
Goblin.
Oh, that's so close. Oh, I think Craig.
Come on,
Craig, half a second.
Fuck.
Go on.
It's Jesus at Man City.
It is, yeah. Okay, 2-1. Loaves into fishes. See, very clever. Very clever. Okay, number four. I'm skillful and I'll diddle ya. Then I'll diddle you again. Sorry. You can't laugh. Right. Sexual, this one, isn't it? I'm skillful and I'll diddle ya. Then I'll diddle ya again. I'm a fruity young man who likes Nivea for men.
Quinoa.
Go on.
Is it Adam Lallana, Alan Banana?
It is Adam Banana. 3-1 to Craig. Craig must take it then.
Oh,
Craig
what?
Takes it. Yeah, first five. At five. I did five.
Oh, hey.
I did five. Yeah. Right, we'll do last one. This is my favourite one. I was building up to this. I was hoping that this was going to be the decider. Okay. My name is like my birthplace, which is a little silly. I have a lovely helmet, but not on my willy.
It's quinoa. It's peach.
Yeah. It's chair.
Oh, nice.
My name is like my birthplace, which is a little silly. I have a lovely helmet, but not on my willy. Lovely.
Do you know you actually sound more like Joe Lycett?
Yeah, I don't quite know where I was going with that. I think the impression was better last time, but
it wasn't good either time.
Do you want to do the tiebreaker?
Yeah,
actually, always wants to do the tiebreaker.
Yeah, this was actually quite a football related. Question actually. The tiebreaker was, how old is Dale Winton?
Oh, Jesus.
Because this shocked me.
Did you know, whilst we're debating this, that Dale Winton is genuinely a big hip hop fan?
Is he?
Yeah, and he's like got a big interest in 90s hip hop, right? And he genuinely says it's his favourite kind of music. And when I worked in development in TV, I legitimately pitched the idea of him doing a hip hop documentary called Straight Outta Campton.
Oh, wow. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, and also the tagline was going to be, I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Yeah.
That's good, right?
Absolutely.
Thanks,
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of more Dale Winton related hip hop.
It's just a little anecdote for you there, all true.
Yeah.
My guess there, have you got a guess, Ash?
How old's Dale Winton?
I'd say 48.
48. Gone.
64.
Ash is closer. He's 61. Can you believe that? He's 60 fucking one. Yeah. Well, think about it. He's been going for fucking ages, hasn't he? Bless him.
Drinking gin and juice.
Yeah, looks good for it. I say he looks good for it. I haven't seen him on telly for about 20 years, so might not be around anymore. But there we go. Yeah, lads.
Lovely quiz.
So it's 8-7.
Yeah.
Short and simple quiz. And there we go.
It was very nice. But yeah, hopefully you played along to that and weren't too offended. Sorry if you were. We've covered a lot of accents during this. I think I even rolled out an Australian during that. Any final words of wisdom? Tom, do you want to end on a proverb?
I've got something to say.
Go on, yeah. No, Ash, absolutely. Go for it.
The reason I threw the quiz.
You threw the quiz.
I'm such a man of people. I spent the whole time looking up to see if I could find the list of Patreon subscribers so I could thank them.
Oh, okay.
Pat, Colin, Adam, James, Joe, Elliot, Cameron, Ian, Raphael, Oscar, Sam, Chuck, Heath, James, bloody old Martin, and Super Johnny Worthington.
We did start the fire. Yeah, it was like the Billy Joel song. Sorry, it's a Billy Joel song.
I could go through and just say it was Carmen, not Cameron.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's our friend Carmen from Spain, but yeah.
Yeah, we do, just to show we're international. But yeah, so game week 27 coming up, as we said. Let us know what you're going to be doing for it. Hashtag balls. And tweet us your teams. Facebook us your teams. Email us info@thegaffertapes. And let us know how you're getting on. And also, if you triple captained Kane this week, we want to know about it. So please do tell us. And just to finish on a proverb, if you're struggling and you're starting to think you can't do it anymore, then Tom...
Let the wind drive through you deep.
Okay, thank you very much. That's been the Gaffer Tapes. Thank you. And goodbye.
Hi, my name's Tom Holmes. I'm one third of the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. If you want to hear such features as How Ginger Is Ray Parler? And who can forget, Let's Talk for Half an Hour About Stuff That's Not Actually Football Related? And of course, everyone's favourite, Are There Really Panthers Loose in the Wild in Great Britain? Ooh, who knows? Oh, fuck, I said Great Britain and it sounded awful and then it threw me off and I went, who knows? That was going really well, fucking cunt.